Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Afternoon Market Wrap-Up. And we saw a better day for corn and wheat. Not quite so much. Soybeans were mixed on the day. May corn at 441 and a quarter, that's up 3.5. July at 452, that's up 3.5. And December at 475 and 3/4, up 3. May soybeans 1162.5, down 3.5, while July at 1179 and a quarter, down 2.25. November beans at 1175 1/4, up 3/4. July soybean oil 45.48, that's up 21, while July meal at 347.40, down 180. Old crop crush at 86.50, unchanged. New crop crush at 103.50, unchanged. July wheat in Chicago, 620.5, that was up 7.5 on the day. July Kansas City at 640.5, that's up 10.5. And July Minneapolis, 698.25, that is up 12.75. Again, seeing a combination of weather concerns and global issues working to help the wheat move along. There has been a fair amount of short covering going on as well. July rice at 1916, that's down 26. May cotton 79.58, up 7. July cotton at 81.08, that's up 7. December new crop 77.64, down 5 in quiet trade. Live cattle for June at 177.85, up 260. August at 258.42, that's up 213. June hogs 105.10, down 235, as market internals have gotten a little sour. May milk at 18.25, that's up 47. July orange juice 369.50, up 365. Crude oil 83.75, up 94 cents a barrel. Diesel at 256.49, up 52. Unleaded 273.94, up 307. Natural gas at 196, down 1. Gold 23.44, up $5.90. Silver 27.71, that was up 9 cents. Dollar index at 105.58, that is down 27. Stocks finished lower, but well off the worst levels of the day. The Dow at 38,085, that was down 375. We were down about 700 at the lowest levels. S&P 500, 50.45, down 25. Again, well off the low levels of 49.90. NASDAQ Composite, 15,611, that was down about 100 points on the day. But again, finished well off the worst levels of the day, where it was down about 300. We do have numerous earning reports coming out tonight, including Microsoft and Intel and Google as well. So we should see some volatility tomorrow morning. We also have the big PCE inflation numbers. The 2-year at 4.99, up 7 basis points. The 10-year at 4.69, up 6 basis points. The 30-year at 4.81, up 4 basis points. Interest rates were generally higher for the day, but we did finish off of the worst levels of the day after this morning's surprising GDP number. We'll have all that written up in Friday's weekly outlook. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.